NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Authorities are back in an environmental park in Florida as the search for Brian Laundry resumes. The FBI says a backpack and notebook belonging to Laundry were found yesterday near suspected human remains. Laundry is the only person of interest in the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. The attorney general is taking heat from Republicans after announcing the FBI would intervene when parents crossed the line at school board protests. Merrick Garland insisted in a House hearing he believes parents who protest peacefully should not be labeled terrorists, but doing so violently is not protected speech. Ohio Republican Steve Chabot questioned why the DOJ is getting involved in local matters that he believes should be handled by local police. The House Minority Leader claims negotiations over the social spending bill are faltering.
As the Democrats' agenda continue to stall out, and Americans have no idea what's in the bill.
California Republican Kevin McCarthy accused Democrats of withholding the contents of the sweeping bill from the American people. The measure's original price tag was $3.5 trillion. It's being pared down to resolve an ongoing dispute between progressives and moderates in the House and Senate. Texas believes the Justice Department can't get involved in lawsuits regarding the state's new abortion law. Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court saying the Biden administration has no case because the law is enforced by private citizens. It bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. It was blocked by a district judge, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the decision. The White House is hoping the Supreme Court will reverse the Fifth Circuit's decision. A new poll shows Americans believe Facebook and Twitter do more harm than good. Sarah Bartlett has details.
In fact, 70% responded that way when asked in a survey done by Quinnipiac University. Only 20% believe the social media giants do more good than harm. Those who were surveyed also don't like how Facebook has handled misinformation. 52% give Facebook a poor rating in that area, while only 12% say they're doing a good job.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.